With supermarket home delivery services inundated, Grey Power says they'd like to see set hours introduced for older shoppers who can't get online or people to help them out. That's because while supermarkets like Countdown and New World have introduced a priority system online, the system is so overloaded many seniors can't access it. Add to that the fact that many elderly people don't have access to the internet or are not happy using it. But in a moment, I will speak to Countdown's spokesperson, Kitty Hanafy, but first, Grey Power's national president is Pete Matcham. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Catherine. Can I just start with a small correction? I'm the president of the local association, but I'm actually national vice president.
Oh, I'm sorry, I promoted you.
That's no problem.
Now, there's no coup. I promise people, there's no coup. Okay. What are people telling you about problems with home delivery?
Well, I think in your introduction, summed it up very well, Catherine. Obviously, as you say, Countdown and New World are offering priority for older people, which we very much appreciate. But the problem is twofold. That initially, the system crashed because too many people tried to get into it. But now, as you say, the primary problem is that of delivery. I mean, we've heard of people staying up to midnight when the system clicks over and trying to get into the next delivery. But even that's apparently now no longer working. And as of this morning, we understand that the first delivery schedule available is next week. So it is a potential problem there. The other point, again, as you made, is that around 30% of our members don't have access to the internet in any form, shape or form. And it's how we address their issues that I think is our main focus at the moment. In my association, and I know most of other associations as well, we're setting up a telephone system so that we can keep in contact with our members, because quite apart from the problem of delivery of groceries, the other big problem for older people is social isolation, and our meetings was a main way of addressing that. And without our meetings, we feel that the service we can provide to our members is to maintain regular contact and pass on any problems that they have to the relevant agencies.
Well, let's look first at the online option. There is a priority that's been set up by Countdown and New World for older people. Is that correct? What's the problem with getting it to work?
Well, I believe it's working fine now, but certainly when it came out, we had the email advising of us of this, and we couldn't get in, and I understand that the system was overloaded.
Right, but at the moment you believe it's working?
That's now being fixed, yeah.
All right. Would you like to see set hours for the elderly?
Absolutely. I think this is a really good idea. I know, for example, that Countdown had already introduced set times for people with autism, the quiet period, one day a week in before the COVID things happened. And that obviously was working very well, and I think that kind of system would be very useful. It would give older people the confidence that because of our vulnerability, there's a high expectation that other older people are also obeying all the rules, and therefore, even if you shop with older people, there is less risk than with the general population.
The Prime Minister said that older people shouldn't be popping out to the shops, that isolation means staying home.
I would totally agree, but we're not talking about popping out to the shops. We're talking about stocking up what you need for the next few days. I mean, we and I'm sure most older people are not going out probably more than we have to, and what I think older people, having lived through straitened times previously, are used to planning ahead and buying enough to keep them going. The only thing which doesn't really keep very well is milk. And most other things, you can, as long as you've got a fridge or a freezer, you can have enough to keep you going for a week or more.
Okay, thank you. Pete Matcham, Grey Power's National Vice President. Kitty Hannafin is spokesperson for Countdown. Kitty, forgive me, I've forgotten your actual job title. If you want to just remind us, it's a senior role. Kitty, welcome.
Oh, I'm on the executive team here at Countdown. I look after many things, health and safety of our team, food safety, quality, stability, all sorts of things.
Thank you.
Yeah, first, master of nothing probably, though.
first to the issue of the online service.
Yes.
Has there been a problem, is there still a problem, with older people being able to get themselves up the queue?
Well, let me put it in context for you. Last week we had 100,000 applications alone for online. That was just from, you know, a broad cross-section of New Zealand. And we've had 28,500 people apply sort of through the priority New Zealander channel. So that's 128,000 applications last week. 8,000 alone on Saturday for the priority queue. So there is a huge demand for online services. We are prioritising, obviously, the registration of our priority New Zealanders. It's taking quite, you know, we're working 24/7 to do that, but it's still taking a number of days to process because obviously we need to require some proof. And what we're also seeing is that people are applying and they're not really entitled to it, so that slows us down. So I guess if I could ask New Zealanders, if you can shop in our stores, please do. Please don't go online and take up the space for people who need it the most, because, you know, you are causing us to slow down and you are, I mean, it does mean that we can't prioritise those who really need it.
So where are you at for the 28,500 who've applied for priority services? Where are you at in getting them registered and them knowing that they're going to be able to use the service soon, if not now?
So 17,000 have been approved already in the last, or since last Wednesday or last Thursday when we launched, and they've all been advised and the windows have opened for them.
What is your capacity to service that 28,000, let alone the other 100 or so?
Yeah, and I guess that's, at the end of the day, the issue, because we only have, you know, so many stores and so many people. So usually, you know, pre these tough times, we would do about 7,000 orders a day. So that's what we, you know, times that by seven, that's a week. We're up to 10,000 a day, so we've already enormously improved our capacity, and that's getting better. We're aiming to triple it. And how we're doing that is we've closed a couple of stores down to make them into stores that are only for online picking. We've got a big new dark supermarket opening, and we're sprinting it forward in 2 weeks, which will really help our capacity in Auckland. That will help us have more capacity to deliver and to pick. We're still helping many people who are also dropping into the system, those who are coming into New Zealand and going into sort of government isolation, quarantine. We're now looking after them. We're working directly with rest homes, retirement villages, the Salvation Army, women's refuges to also look after their people. So it's very, very hard to service everyone, but we are absolutely committed to those who have been listed on the government's website as the most vulnerable. But we really need New Zealanders who don't need our service, that service, to please shop our stores to free it up for those who need it most.
Those in quarantine and women's refuge and other priorities, is that on top of the 28,000 individual applicants you've had for the priority service?
That's correct, yes.
So if your max is 70,000, and I imagine that's stretching it, if your max at the moment is 70,000 deliveries a week, what is it meaning for how people should use the service? Don't be in touch every 2 days? Like, should people be trying to stock for a week?
I mean, yes. Like, we've seen some behaviour in the last few days where people have, you know, ordered a click and collect of two items. That's just no good. And it means it's just not fair. So we're stopping that and upping the limit of click and collect. And we don't want to do that. We want to make it easy for New Zealanders. But, people are multiple buying, and they're buying online 3 or 4 times in 10 minutes, which is, you know, really just not okay. For example, at midnight on Saturday night, we had 3,500 people shopping at midnight. 362 orders in 1 minute, and the constant refreshing of the website caused chaos all day yesterday. So, you know, we're asking you to shop during, if everybody kind of took a breath and slowed down, our system would work much better, and we'd better free up space for those who need it most. So yes, you know, shop for a week, get what you need, but don't do multiple orders for everybody you can in one go, because it just means that, you know, the people who need it most are missing out, and that's not what any of us want.
This is an email that's come in. I'll put to you. We're a small far north town, several over 70s, an hour from the nearest supermarkets. We cannot get the supermarkets, Countdown or New World, to let us have one collective time slot for collection of online orders, although we have offers by healthy under 70s to pick up our orders. The time slots for collection are weeks away. We're running out of some items. Our pickup volunteers should not have to make many road trips over an hour each way. They should not be exposed over and over to outside risks when one return trip would suffice. We can't get anyone to speak to by phone who might sort this. Is that something that you might be able to do with some of your more rural supermarkets? Have like almost, this is the click and collect stuff where the person comes to collect, right? Could you coordinate it, do you think?
Well, we just don't have the capability or capacity to do it. So we're working, as I said, with individual, you know, retirement villages, for example, to help out. And we haven't been able to because we're just so stretched to change our delivery framework. So, like, if we weren't going to your town, we can't add your town in at the moment if we've never had it.
No, and she's more saying, sorry to correct you, Kerry, she's more saying if we could send one person down to pick up all our online orders, this is where the person ordering is supposed to come and do the collecting themselves. They're asking whether the two supermarkets in the small town could coordinate so that one person could go down and pick up everybody's orders. Is that theoretically possible?
I'd have to look at it individually. So if you send me the details, I can
I'll do that.
It for you.
I'll do yeah. that. And just one final point on the requests that have come from Grey Power for an elder hour where no one under the age of 70 is allowed in. What's the position on that?
Well, it's what you just said to the guest before me. We've kind of taken the advice of the Prime Minister quite seriously to not have that hour because we didn't want our older New Zealanders to be out and about, and that's why we opened this window for them particularly. So, you know, and as you said, it's actually working quite well now. So I really urge our older New Zealanders to use our priority service. It's for you, and ask New Zealanders who don't need to use it to please not, so that we can free it up for those people so they don't feel like they need to come into our stores. So unless, you know, we'll keep looking at it every day, Catherine, but at the moment we think it's probably not the right thing to do in terms of safety.
Thank you again. Kerry Hannifin is on the executive team for Countdown, and really is fronting a lot of the inquiries and pressures that they and other supermarkets are under. The latest here is on their online delivery service. Over 100,000 people applied just in the last wee while. 28,000 of them and a half regarded as priority, so they're older New Zealanders who can't come out, or there are other priorities on top of that you were hearing, quarantine, women's refuges, others. The request is, if you don't really need online delivery, if you can get in the car and go to the supermarket, then please leave it free for those who most need it.